Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Well, it's great to be able to be here again today. Thank you for joining us. My name's Tim Hancock. I'm one of the leaders here at Newcastle Baptist Church, and it's always a privilege to be able to share something of God's Word here today. Of course, today is Pentecost Sunday, so we are going to be thinking about the coming of the Holy Spirit and the difference that that makes to our lives, and also how we position ourselves in the right place for the Holy Spirit to impact our lives like he did on that first Pentecost Sunday with those first followers. We're actually starting a new series today. We've called it The Present. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the person and work of the Holy Spirit and the difference that his presence makes into our lives during every circumstance that we encounter. But today we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, which has been read to us. If you joined us last week, you'll know that we left the disciples waiting in that room, waiting for the promise that Jesus had given to them. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the promise Jesus gave was, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." And so here we are now, 10 days later. The Jewish festival of Pentecost, the celebration of the wheat harvest. And here in this moment, in Acts chapter 2, we read that suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire resting on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. I'm guessing that day one of waiting had a particular feel to it. Maybe a bit of uncertainty, but now here on day 10, suddenly heaven broke open and the power was unleashed and they received exactly what Jesus had promised them just those few days earlier. Of course, it wouldn't have happened unless they'd been waiting. But now in this period of isolation, it seemed to send them out with a new and renewed experience of God's presence and power into the new experiences of what God had in store for them. This was a transforming moment for them. And still today, when the Holy Spirit comes upon his people, it's a transforming moment. In the New Testament, in the Greek New Testament, the word translated as spirit is pneuma. And this word also means wind. It also means a current of air. It means a blast of breath. And I think in this reading, we get this sense that there is this dynamic happening, this pneuma, this breath that is being breathed upon them. Now, of course, it's all very well having breath from outside, but the challenge for those disciples was to breathe in what God had been breathing out. I guess one thing for certain that we've been trying to do during this lockdown for all of us is breathing. Mostly we take it for granted, of course, until it becomes a struggle. But while they were waiting, while they were breathing, suddenly the breath of heaven burst into that room and swept through them. And they, in their very next breath, breathed in the very presence of God, the very power of what God had to give them, so they could go and be witnesses. Perhaps during this time you've felt that God is far away from you. Maybe you've had all those questions. You know, where are you, God, in the midst of all of this? Why is this happening? Why won't you step in and stop it? But what I think we know and what we can take from this Pentecost experience is that God is just a breath away. Every breath that we take is a reminder of God's presence and his promises to us. Every breath says to us, "You can trust me." There's no need to get anxious, worried or upset, because I said I would come. I promised that I'd be with you, whatever the situation is. And Pentecost is this dramatic, dynamic moment when the reality of that presence and of his power comes into that room. And still today, we can experience the same as those first disciples experienced. Above the noise of our life, we can find again the rhythm of life. As simple as taking a breath and allowing God to make himself known to us again, where we get to breathe in his spirit in order for him to fulfill his purposes through us as well. The word for breathing, of course, can also be to be inspire, to take in that breath. Now, the word inspire means to fill with an animating, quickening, exalting influence, to be aroused, to be imbued with the spirit to do something. Every breath being inspired to do something with this dynamic presence of God. The gift of the Holy Spirit to inspire us. This present that we need, that we long for, that we can receive today and every day. And these first followers were inspired. And the first impact of that inspiration was to be completely open to God's plans and purposes. So I wonder, what would it take for us to be inspired, to be filled with the Spirit, to have the breath of God fill us again today and tomorrow and for the days to come? I think firstly, we need to give God space. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. They'd given God space. They'd found space to breathe again. Imagine these followers of Jesus coming out of that 40-day period post-resurrection, coming out of this 10-day period now when they've been alone and Jesus had gone. But they, instead of anxiety, instead of worry, instead of uncertainty, instead of doubt, they'd got themselves in a place where God could do something again, where they were inflated. Their souls were inflated again by his presence, where they were inspired. You know, in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, we read that the Creator breathed life into the dust and we began to live. Suddenly animated, suddenly alive, life flooding through what was dead. And after the resurrection, do you remember one of the encounters we talked about in our series of 40 days? In John chapter 20 and verse 22, Jesus meets his deflated followers in a room with the door locked shut because they're fearful. And Jesus blesses them with peace. And then the text says he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Breathe again. Be inflated. Be inspired again. Because they'd given God space. And whenever ministry overwhelmed Jesus, he would go to a quiet place. He would give his Father space to inspire him again, to get clarity over what the mission was. And maybe we need to learn that lesson, to give God more space in our lives so that we can learn to breathe again. So would you do that? Would you give God space to do a new thing in you, where you're willing to receive the present that he wants to give you, that he longs to give you? Secondly, I want to encourage you to be still, to hear what he's saying and what he's doing. Acts chapter 2 verse 2, it says, suddenly a sound came which filled the house where they were sitting, and they heard the sound of it. A sound. In the stillness of that place, whatever was happening, they may have been having a meal together. They might have been sharing anecdotes about what Jesus had done. But they heard something that sounded like a rushing wind. The Holy Spirit came in power. They hadn't heard it before. It wasn't just like a window was open and suddenly there was a gust of wind. Something filled that whole place and they were still enough to hear it. This empowering that the Holy Spirit came, this breath, this wind that stirred them up, that shook them up, that took away their plans, perhaps their nice ordered plans, and God was going to do something more in them. These followers had heard many words of Jesus, not only before he died, but also in this post-resurrection period that we looked at a few weeks ago. But now they heard something even more. They heard God offering the Spirit to those who were willing to receive it. Our lives are full of noise, and perhaps this time have proved a bit quieter. But we need to tune in to the Spirit's voice, to live Spirit-filled, Spirit-powered lives that point people to Jesus. Ever since that moment, the followers of Jesus have been making a noise. They weren't afraid anymore. They made an impact every day just in their lives. And when Jesus says, I'm going to go away, he said, I'm going to send you the Spirit. I'm going to send you a counselor. The Greek word says parakletos, literally someone who comes alongside to us. And we can be sure that the Holy Spirit still comes alongside us, an ever-present help in times of trouble. He's making a noise on your behalf. He's saying, I'm here with you. I wonder if you're still enough to listen to his voice, whether you can hear him. The sound they heard was confirmation of his presence, so close that they could hear him, so immediate, so imminent that they could sense that he was there. And I pray that in the situation you find yourselves in, that you'll know that he's filling the house where you're giving him space, the house where you're staying, that there's someone else in the room with you, the counsellor who comes alongside you, close enough to whisper that he is there. So we'll be still enough to listen. I wonder if you'll be still willing enough to see as well. Verse 3 of Acts 2, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. Something dramatic was going on. Something is transforming them. It's something perhaps we don't see every day, but God is showing up wherever we are. And whether we're willing enough to see what he's doing and to acknowledge it and to rejoice in it and to give him thanks for it, because I believe God's at work all around us. It's just sometimes we're not willing to see it. Of course, fire was a familiar symbol of God's presence and his purity. In the Old Testament, we see it time and time again. God is doing something. God is changing us and wants to continue to change us. And the Holy Spirit gives us power because he is power, and it's for you. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Peter reminded the crowd that day of the words of the prophet Joel. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on, he says, all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I'm glad about that one. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days and they will prophesy. You know, there's no discrimination when it comes to the Holy Spirit being given to people. He comes on all people. He comes on you. Whatever our backstories are, whatever we're feeling in this moment, if we're willing to see it, then he's more than willing to give it. The Holy Spirit enables you to be transformed, to look more like Jesus, not by trying harder, but because of his power at work in us. Paul writes to the Corinthians, and we all who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. See, are you willing to see that God is changing you? Are you willing to let him come with tongues of fire to transform you, to cleanse you, to make you whole again? To make you shine with his presence to those around you with ever-increasing glory. Don't resist him. Let him do his work in you. And let's see what it is he wants to do if we're willing enough to see it. Let the Spirit rest on you like he rested on those first followers. Because everything changes when you're set on fire by his presence and his purposes. And then finally, be ready to say as well. I mean, give God space. Listen to him. See what he's doing. But be ready to let it come out of your mouth. Verse 4 of Acts 2, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled him. You see, being filled with the Spirit is not something to be kept to ourselves. This present that God gives us is not just for our sake, it's for us to share. Now, some of you know I had a birthday the other day, and I got this amazing box of chocolates as a gift. But you know what? I know that wasn't just for me. I know that the person who gave it to me wanted me to share it with them as well. And why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I want to share these amazing chocolates with other people? Yeah, we're given a present in order so it blesses other people. The Spirit comes so that we give it away. So we say something, be ready to say something. All of them began to speak so that others could understand it. You know what? There's only so much breath that we can take in, isn't there? Having said that, of course, if you take a deep breath now, I guarantee that you'll be able to take a little top-up breath in a very short moment because we don't use the full capacity of our lungs. But at some point, we get to a limit. And what do we do that? We exhale. Before we expire, by the way. We exhale it. We're inspired, we're inflated in order for us to give out what we've received. And that's exactly what happened in this moment. They breathed in the presence of the Spirit, but they couldn't help themselves speak it out as well. This isn't a present to be kept. This is something to be offered, to be filled in order to spill out. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. I want to tell you, what has happened? I want to explain to you why my life is being changed. I want to tell you my story. I want to tell you the difference the Spirit makes to my life. I want to tell you why you see something different in me. I wonder if you're standing up somewhere and telling people about Jesus. I wonder if you're speaking up for the voiceless. I wonder if you're speaking out your life-changing story of Jesus to others. Maybe you've kept the box of chocolates for yourself instead of sharing them. You've neglected the present that you've been given. Maybe you've ignored what you've been given. Maybe you've decided to leave him out of your life and resist him. Well, can I urge you today of all days to receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's given to all those who just ask. So maybe today you'll give God space. You'll pause long enough to listen. You'll see what it is he's doing in you, and then you'll use what he's given you to speak to others. Should we just take a moment to just stop, to breathe, to listen, and to see what he wants to do? Can I encourage you? We're just going to listen to a beautiful song. This is the air I breathe. And as we listen, maybe you just want to close your eyes, maybe just to open up your hands this morning and breathe in the very presence, the beauty and the love of the Spirit to enable us to be the people he's longed for us to be. But be still. And let's listen and let's be filled again, ready for the next task that he has already prepared for us to do. God bless you today.